We are often told, God loves you. But what does that really mean? That some impersonal force, galaxies away, may consider you from time to time? Or that you are a single drop in a vast ocean of humanity, and God cares for all of it? There are billions of lives, billions of stories. Can we really believe he has great destinies planned for all of them? Surely the ruler of the universe has more important affairs than to notice the needs of one singular individual. But hear this, nothing could be further from the truth. When God says, I love you, it means that he crafted every detail of your being. Your every feature is his perfect design. His mind perceives your worries and your thoughts. His heart is broken by your pain. You are his child, created in his image. Your value exceeds all the riches of earth. Your worth extends beyond the stars. And though you may be unaware, he's carefully constructing the events of your life to build his kingdom. If you are willing, he can and will achieve wonders through your hands. It is the deepest passion, the most meaningful promise. It is your security, your hope, and your future. It is the truth beyond doubt. God loves you.
Hey, good morning, Echo Church family. Thanks so much for joining us. Hey, everybody here. Yeah. Welcome to Hey, we're so glad to be joining you today. We love you. We're praying for you. Man, these are new days, right? We're in new territory, all of us. There's a lot of things that are changing around us, but I want to promise you this. At Echo Church, who we are and what we do will not change. Our methods over the next several weeks, they're changing. And listen, we're going to do whatever we can to make sure we can get the message of hope to you. And hey, I want to encourage you to do this today. At some point during the service, would you complete a connection card? And if you've ever joined us on a Sunday, you might be like, well, where is my card? And it's going to be virtual. Would you do this? Would you text the word STEPS to 94253, and then just fill out the quick connection card. Let us know how you're doing. How can we pray for you? What next steps are you taking during our time together today? We are practicing social distance in society right now, but listen, we are not practicing relational isolation. Right. We're not practicing spiritual isolation. God is still growing us. God's still doing things in our lives. We want to help you take your next step. So complete that connection card. You can also, maybe you'd like to use the echochurch.cc app. That's great. All you got to do is click the next steps button on there. Fill out that quick connection form. Some part during our time together today, stop and fill that out. Hey, listen, I want to share something with you. We always encourage folks, and certainly right now while we're kind of isolated a little bit and separated, I want to encourage you, download the echochurch.cc app. We encourage folks to follow along in the Bible reading plan. And this past Wednesday, in the psalm that we read, Psalm 62, I feel like there was just so much there that'd be a great encouragement really to all of us. And it's right there each and every day for you. But as we're leaning into worship today, I want to read this to you. Allow this to soak into your heart. It says this, he alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will never be shaken. Maybe you felt a little shaken over the past couple weeks, and I just want to encourage you, run to the rock, run to God, because you cannot be shaken if you're finding your refuge in him. It goes on to say this in verse 5, let all that I am wait quietly before God. We're going to do that today. Just sit quietly before God, lean into him. It goes on to say this, for my hope is in him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will not be shaken. My victory and honor come from God
alone.
He is my refuge, a rock where no enemy can reach me. Doesn't matter what that enemy is, cannot reach you if you're hiding in God. And it says this. I love how the psalmist ends this. He says, oh, my people, trust in him at all time. Why don't you do that today? Maybe you feel a little shaken. Maybe you feel a little afraid. Trust in him at all times. And it says, pour out your heart to him, for God is our refuge. Why don't we do that this morning? Would you pray with me? Father, we pour out our hearts to you. God, we love you. God, we want to know you more today. God, we want to experience your presence and your peace and your joy. So God, wherever we're worshiping you, Lord, would you spend time with us? Would you help us to feel your presence? God, would you flood us with your hope, with your peace, with your kindness? Lord, this morning, it's our joy, it's our honor to worship you. Come on, church, let's worship him together.
Yeah.
Shackles are no more, for Jesus.
God. We call on you today. Yeah. We call on your healing. We call on your grace. We call on your strength and your power.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
The weapon may be formed, but it won't prosper.
That's right.
When the darkness falls, it won't prevail. Cause the God I serve knows only how to triumph. My God will never fail. No, my God will never fail. And I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. There's power in the mighty name of Jesus. For he wages, he will win. No, I'm not backing down from any giants. Cause I know how this story ends.
Come on, prophesy.
I'm gonna see you.
Hey guys, again, good morning. So good to have you. Hey, thanks for joining us online this week. As we get started, just a couple quick reminders. At some point during our time together, fill out the connection card. Let us know how you're doing and how we can pray for you. Steps you're taking with God, just simply text the word steps to 94253 or just click the next steps button there on the echochurch.cc app. Hey, I also want to let you know, for families, there on the echochurch.cc app underneath the resources tab, we have great online services for your kids, both your Midtown kids and Uptown kids as well. Stop there and worship with them this week. In fact, I'd encourage you, whenever we're done with the adult time, get on there and do some kid worship as well for all the different age groups, and you'll get to learn their songs and the different curriculum that they're doing. It's a lot of fun. So today we are continuing on in part four of our series called Dangerous Prayers, and God has just been teaching us so much. If you have a Bible, you can turn to Jeremiah chapter 8. We're going to get there in just a moment. You know, in the prior 3 weeks, I've been encouraging you to pray a prayer every day during the week till we come back again together. Same time every day. My time is 6:33 a.m. for two reasons. One, it's before the kids get up, and so it gives me a time just to focus on God. It also goes back to Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, where Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God, and then he'll take care of all the rest. And it's just an opportunity at the beginning of the day to seek first. Set your alarm. Pray these every day. I just kind of keep adding on to it, my alarm, and I'm just week in, week out, adding these different prayers. And in week one, we said, God, would you make me bold? Week two, we said, Lord, would you speak to me? In week three, we said, Lord, open my eyes. And so just begin setting your alarm each and every day to remind you of those. Our goal in this series is to be praying dangerous prayers. And we've been saying this because following Jesus was never meant to be safe. That's not what it's supposed to be like to follow Jesus. So we're allowing God to stretch us and to take us into some new waters. We're in new waters and new horizons as a country. As a global community, all of our lives are changing. And I think today's prayer will put purpose to all the things we see that are happening around us. Today's dangerous prayer comes from Jeremiah chapter 8. The prophet Jeremiah is leading in difficult times. And so if there's an appropriate prayer, I think it's this one. He doesn't know what else to do, so he turns to God. Listen, you might be leaning into God in this season, and maybe everything's going great for you, and you've never felt closer. Maybe you're on the opposite end of the spectrum and it feels like the sky's falling and you're not sure what to do. But I'm reminded that the Bible says that if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, that you can move mountains. And so I would just say, with whatever faith you can muster up right now, lean into God and see what he can do for you. Listen, Jeremiah is, he's kind of feeling a lot of pressure. And this is what he expresses. I love how he expresses his heart to God. He's just honest. Jeremiah chapter 8. Verse 18, he says this, my grief is beyond healing. My heart is broken. You know, typically when we see that someone's heart is broken, a good Hollywood story, it's because their heart is broken because they've lost something, right? They've lost a loved one. They've lost the, you know, this great love story that was supposed to be something. But that's not why Jeremiah's heart is broken. It's very different for him. In fact, we learn it in verse 19. Verse 19, he says, listen to the weeping of my people. It can be heard all across the land. Jeremiah isn't concerned for himself. His heart is broken for his people. And I think he's feeling perhaps maybe even to a greater degree, I think what a lot of us are feeling around the world right now. Verse 21, it says this, I hurt with the hurt of my people. I mourn and I'm overcome with grief. God has given Jeremiah a strong heart for God's people. He's overcome. His heart is broken for the things of God. Our dangerous prayer for today is simply this, God, would you break my heart? God, would you break my heart? Would you pray with me? Father, even as we pray this prayer, perhaps this is the most audacious of the ones we've prayed thus far. Lord, would you talk to us today? Would you speak to us? Lord, wherever we are, we're on Facebook, YouTube, watching online, wherever it is, God, would you help us to lean into you? Yeah. Lord, you have a message specifically for us, every single one that's listening. Lord, you have something you want to speak. Lord, speak because we are listening. God, would you teach us what it means to have a heart broken by the Lord today? In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody said? Amen. 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 Break my heart. This is a dangerous prayer because it's going to stretch you in new ways. Now listen, to be clear, this is not asking God for a greater spiritual interest. It's not asking God for a bit of a spiritual hobby that you'll kind of hop into every now and then. This is asking God for a gut-wrenching burden. This is asking God to consume your thoughts, and it won't go away. It'll eat at you. It will gnaw at you. Listen, there's no choice but to act upon it. And now listen, this is the opposite of everything we see in culture. Culture says, pursue your comfort. Do what's best for you. And when we say, God, would you break my heart? It's focusing our hearts actually away from ourselves. It's actually saying, God, give my heart's attention to something beyond me, to something that really matters. You know, we only have so many days on earth. And really what we're saying to God is, focus my heart on what really matters. Make my time count. It's a dangerous prayer. I love what Craig Groeschel says. He says, what if God's greatest blessings come from God's greatest breakings? I think there's a truth to that. What if God's greatest blessings come from God's greatest breakings? Now, it's not fun to hear that, but I think there's a lot of truth to it. And in fact, I want to share three things today, three things that will happen if you pray, oh God, break my heart. Number one is this. It'll focus my heart's attention beyond my own problems. It'll focus my heart's attention beyond my own problems. You see this with Jeremiah. Everything that Israel is going through, Jeremiah is also going through. We can all relate, right? He lives where they live. He has the same challenges, the same hurdles, the same problems. And he says, I hurt with the hurt of my people. I just want better for them. God, you don't have to look at me. I just want better for them. I want grace for them. If you pray, break my heart, it'll focus your heart's attention beyond your own problems. I'm reminded of this. I am not a big roller coaster person. Anybody in the room, big roller coaster people, like you love them, you're extremist. They're crazy. I'll ride them, but I'm fine getting on them. But I'm just as fine. My day will not be ruined if I never see them. That's just kind of how I work. The extreme rides are not my thing, but I've endeavored that whatever my kids want to get on, I will also get on with them. Now listen, when we went to Disney World, I think back in December of 2015, our girls, we have three, but our two oldest girls, they were at the time, I think they were 9 and 6. So I thought I was perfectly safe. Girls, 9 and 6, I was safe, and yet they wanted to go on the Tower of Terror. Now, if you've never been on the Tower of Terror, it's basically something that plunges you into the depths of hell. I don't know if you're aware of this. You don't just free fall out of the sky. It actually forces you down faster than a free fall, randomly, at random depths, at random lengths, and you have no idea you're just going to fall. And the entire time we're getting on the ride, I was just full of like anxiety. I didn't want to get on. I just kept asking the girls, like, you really want to do this? Like, you sure? And they did. And so we got on. And here's what I discovered. Once I got on the ride, all of my fears went away for myself. And I was just worried. I wanted to make sure my 9-year-old and 6-year-old girl made it off, right? As we're plunging into the depths of hell. I just wanted them to be okay. I wasn't worried about myself any longer. There was purpose in all of my pain is what I'm getting after. And I wonder for you, are you discovering that God actually has purpose in the midst of all the pain that's happening around us? There's a lot that's going on right now. And can I put it into terms that kind of fit us right now? Are you buying all of the toilet paper or are you buying it for somebody else? Because there's a distinct difference right now, okay? Listen, you can go about living your life where the perspective and everything's about you, or it's about everybody else, or at least you begin to turn your eyes outwards. The reason everybody's buying all the toilet paper and all of the supplies is because they're afraid for themselves. They're hoarding. They want to make sure they've got enough for themselves. Listen, we can live with a higher purpose. Amen. We can live with a higher purpose. Jeremiah was overcome with grief, but not for himself. If you pray this prayer, listen, it'll give purpose in the midst of your pain. It'll focus your heart's attention beyond your own problems to God. How can I be about others? That's the first thing. Here's the second thing. If you pray, break my heart. Second, it focuses my heart's attention on what God cares about. If I can be honest, this is at the heart of this message. Everything that we're talking about really revolves around this. When you say, God, break my heart, you're saying, break my heart for what breaks yours. God, what do you care about? What's important to you. Can I just confess something to you? I don't know what these guys are like, but so much of my life is about my comfort. It's about my safety. It's about me. And this prayer brings me back to life isn't actually about me. You're the Lord. You're the Savior. You're the Creator. I'm the servant. And it's my job to be obedient. It's my job to listen. It's my job to do, God, whatever it is that you want to do. So instead of just saying, God, can you take care of me? Can you protect me? What if we woke up in the morning and said, God, what do you want? God, what do you care about? How can you use my life today? God, this is really about you. So break my heart for what breaks yours. Jeremiah's heart broke for the people. And in such a powerful way, it resembled the heart of God. God's heart was breaking for the people as well, even though they were walking in disobedience. There's currently a lot of support that's happening right now. There's a lot of outward looking and thinking, which is wonderful and it's amazing. But can I say this? After we get through this, there's still going to be some problems in our city.
Yeah.
Now, let me say two things. Number one, we will get through this.
Amen.
Just like spring and summer are coming, we will come out on the other side of this. Hope is on the horizon. We're going to get through this. But let me also say this. When COVID-19 passes, Indianapolis still has a huge homicide problem.
Mm-hmm.
And as a church, we can't be okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
This is our city. This is where God has planted us. And it's got to break our heart because it breaks God's heart. Let me just list some things for you. Like, listen, as the people of God, we can't be okay with these things. There's still people in our community that face domestic violence,
mm-hmm.
homelessness, hopelessness. There's still people that are paying for their own sins and going to hell. And these are the kind of things that should keep us up at night. Because our hearts break with the things that break the heart of God. If you start praying this prayer, it will grip you and you'll never be able to see our city the same. If you pray, break my heart, number one, it'll focus your heart's attention beyond your own problem. Number two, it'll focus your heart's attention on what God cares about. Number three, it'll focus my heart's attention on what I was made for. Listen, you have been given a God-given purpose. You are made on purpose for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
God had something he wanted to bring about in the world, so he made you to bring about that purpose. He has something he wants you to do in the world. Listen, God may have to take you through some breaking to get you where he needs you. I know that's not a fun thing to hear, but remember what I said at the beginning, some of God's greatest blessings come through some of God's greatest breakings. Before God could use Moses, he had to break his heart for the people of Israel. Day in and day out, as he was growing up and becoming a young man, he would see his brothers and sisters beaten in slavery until one day it broke his heart that God would then send him back years later where he would stand before Pharaoh and say, "Let my people go." There was a breaking that God had to do in him first. I think about David. One day, he's just a little guy at this time, and he's sent to the battle lines, not to fight. He's sent to take food to his brothers. And he overhears this giant Goliath mocking his God, and something inside of him breaks. And he's like, I know everybody else says you're too big, and they're afraid of you, but he says, you're too big to miss, right? Somebody give me some stones. I'm going to throw it at this guy and take him down. There's something broke inside of him that he was able to then be used by God. Nehemiah, I think about him. He had it comfortable. Now, to be sure, his job had some risk. If you're not aware, he was the cupbearer to the king, which meant he had to taste to make sure there was no poison in the wine. So long as there was no poison in the wine, it was a great day. And he was comfortable and he had a good job in the palace, but he overheard that the walls were broken down back home and that the people had no purpose and they were just wandering and they weren't living up to what God had called them to. And so he risked his life and he goes before the king and he says, will you please allow me to go back? And the king grants him the opportunity to do so. And he's not a builder. He's never taken on anything like this before, but he goes back and he rallies the people and miraculous things happen. The building takes place and he stands up and he says, fight.
Yeah.
Fight for your God, fight for your people, fight for our city, fight for our legacy. Something broke inside of him. You know, God unleashed great blessings through our lives, and it started with a breaking. You know, when God takes your eyes beyond yourself, you begin to feel with his heart. And he'll do this often, and there's a breaking that'll take place in the process, and you'll begin to realize your God-given purpose. You'll have a heart for people to know Jesus. God did a breaking work in us. We were comfortable. We were fine where we were. To be sure, we were working hard and we were at a great church. But there was this breaking that was taking place. And can I just say, I'm so glad that God brought about a breaking because we got to know each of you. Mm-hmm. And some of God's greatest breakings will lead to His greatest mm-hmm. blessings. There might be something that God needs you to care about because He needs hope to come about in the world. Maybe God's going to birth a passion in you for the unborn. Maybe you want to tackle illiteracy. Maybe you want to go against human trafficking. Maybe you see racial injustice and there's something breaking inside of you. You want every person across the globe to have clean water, or you want to help those that are in financial issues. Maybe it breaks you and you see children that are living without a loving home. Maybe you want to fight mental illness, or you want to help those who are dealing with addictions. You want to help others have healthy marriages. Maybe you see teens that are trapped in destructive behaviors. Whatever it might be for you, listen, it will hurt. When God brings about a breaking, when He causes you to care about something, there will be hurt. But can I just say this? It's better to hurt with a purpose than to exist without one.
Yes.
In fact, Paul discovered this. This might be one of the most powerful verses that Paul ever writes. He says this in Romans chapter 9, "With Christ as my witness, I speak with utter truthfulness. My conscience and the Holy Spirit confirm it. My heart is filled with bitter sorrow and unending grief for my people, my Jewish brothers and sisters." Paul says something amazing here. "I would be willing to be forever cursed." He goes on to say, "to be cut off from Christ. If that would save my people."
Wow.
What an amazing thing to say. Paul had great love, and it came from this great breaking. You never know what God's going to do if you'll pray this prayer, but I'm telling you, He'll give you great purpose. Listen, here's what I want to do as we're closing out today. I want to give you some practical steps. You pray this prayer, "God, break my heart." He's going to send you out. He's going to start moving you and mobilizing you. It's kind of tough right now with the social distancing and the CDC warnings and the group gatherings. It makes it kind of tough. And so I want to give you three things you can do. Number one is this. I want to encourage you. In fact, I want to encourage all of us to go on a prayer drive. Now, some of us did this this past week on Wednesday as there was some food distribution that was happening right here at Avon High School. And so we just said, "Hey, while this is happening, let's get out in the community, let's pray." And they started learning some really cool things. And in fact, I want to encourage you, if you're going to fill out that connection card, and I hope that everybody does, if you're watching this, fill out the connection card, text STEPS to 94253, hit the Next Steps button on the app, and let us know you're going to take this prayer drive. In fact, there's great resources already in the app. We even have a Spotify playlist that you can play as you're driving around. And when some of our team went around and drove, I love some of the things they reported back. Some were driving by restaurants and they were thinking of all the wait staff that's currently without a job. They were driving by schools and they were like, "God, we don't know what's going to happen. Would you bring about your hope and your purpose?" They were driving by hospitals and praying for all of the medical staff. Man, all the things they're going through right now. So I'm going to ask us Monday night at 6 p.m., Monday night at 6 p.m., get in your car and drive around for a while and just pray for our community. Listen to the Spotify playlist. You can listen to the day's Bible reading plan on your app, whatever it is. We'll even have some guided prayers, some recommendations for how you can pray while you're driving around on the app. Take a prayer drive. Let's pray for our community. Can you imagine what God will do if all of us together at the exact same time on Monday at 6 p.m. are driving around praying for our community?
Yeah.
Now, if that doesn't work for you, pick a time, all right? But just do it. Go for a prayer drive. And I think you'll be amazed at what God will do in you and through you as you walk this thing around. You know, some of our people were at the food drive and they were praying with people. They were praying with single parents who are walking through this. Can you imagine? Some of you listening right now, you might be like, "Yep, I can imagine that's what I'm living right now." Trying to figure out e-learning while also trying to figure out work. Let's be praying for them.
Yeah.
Some are trying to walk through, what am I going to do with no work? How do I take care of all the kids at home? It's a lot of things that are going on. Let's pray for our community. That's a big thing. That's not like, hey, we can also do that. Our prayers matter. Let's go after it. Prayer matters. The second thing I want to encourage you to do is you can host a watch party. So after you get done watching this, you can go on Facebook. It's the easiest way to do it. Go on Facebook and you'll see a little button in the corner of this video that says watch party. Start a watch party. And then you can begin inviting all of your friends who are in your sphere of influence to come and watch you and to hear this message and encourage them and to bless them as well. You can also get on YouTube and you can then, you know, call up a lot of your friends or text them or whatever. Say, hey, hop on YouTube, watch this with me. You guys can comment down below. Host a watch party and share this message. While we're all kind of living virtually, it's pretty amazing to see what will happen. Last week, Echo's footprint doubled.
Praise Jesus. Yeah.
And so you can continue just to help the message of Jesus spread exponentially. Here's the third and final thing. Make a difference. Make a difference. And let me tell you a couple ways that that can work out. The first is simply this, and I want to explain it, is you can just give online. And here's what I mean by that. We've had so many people, I'm telling you, the Echo Church family is amazing. They're like, what can we do? Where can we serve? Where can we go? And listen, over the coming weeks, when there are opportunities where we can practically, with our hands, serve, we'll let you know. But with all the CDC restrictions, it's kind of tough to gather in groups and do that. But what we can do is we can provide meals for different groups. In fact, we have had people calling us every week, sometimes almost every day, saying, hey, can you help with this? Can you help with that? And it's so easy to call up a restaurant and say yes. In fact, one of the domestic violence shelters here recently asked us, hey, can you provide meals for our 70 residents, 35 women, 35 children? And we're like, yes, absolutely, we'll do that. In fact, we'll pay somebody to bring you a great catered meal. Can you imagine with all this is going on with social distancing, how do you provide a meal for 70 people? Well, they'll show up and they'll provide the safest way to get these folks a meal. And so that's a great way. When you give online, you're helping us help the community. We provided meals last week for the Avon Community School Administration. There's others that are calling. Listen, when you give online, you make it possible for us collectively to make a difference. We will give at the pace of our generosity. That's my promise to you. The second thing I want to encourage you to do is reach out to the people around you. While there's all this e-learning going on, maybe somebody needs a laptop. Maybe you can offer somebody, maybe you're a teacher. You're like, yeah, I can provide some school help to neighbors. Maybe you have extra food or supplies. Maybe you just need to go check on a neighbor, call somebody up. Can I ask you to do this? If you serve on an Echo team, just start calling people up. Start texting, start emailing, comment on Facebook, whatever, however you can get to them and say, I'm thinking of you, I'm praying for you. If you're in an Echo group, do the exact same thing. Reach out to people and say, you're on my mind, I'm praying for you, how can I help? Why? Because it lifts our heart's attention off of our own problems.
Yeah.
It focuses our heart's attention on what God cares about. It puts us back to our purpose, what God made us for. You know, I got thinking this week, I was thinking about this idea of our hearts breaking, and I was reminded of Jesus. And there was a moment where Jesus, he was looking over the city of Jerusalem, and it said that he began weeping for his children. He began weeping for God's people. His heart was breaking for them. And not too long thereafter, Jesus' body would literally be broken for the people. This is the God that we serve. He gets down with us in our problems. He makes himself known. He brings his peace. He brings his presence. Jesus is our forever reminder that God is with us, and he'll go to any length possible to share his love. And so I'm going to invite us as an Echo Church family this week to pray this prayer. God, would you break my heart for what breaks yours? And then let's put our feet to action. Let's do these prayer drives. Let's reach out to folks around us. Let's host these watch parties and watch God move in powerful ways. Would you pray with me today? As we pray, Lord, we're just mindful of how gracious and kind you are. And Lord, we love you. Jesus, that you would climb up that hill and be broken for us. What a privilege it is to say back to you, break our hearts for what breaks yours. And so on the other side of the screen right now, would you just pray that prayer? God, would you break my heart? God, I want to care about what you care about. Just pray that in your own heart and listen to how God begins to fill in that space of the things he might call you to do. As we're praying, I also want to pray for others. Listen, you might be on the other side of the screen today, and maybe you'd admit that you don't have a relationship with Jesus, but you want to. You want to know him. Maybe all the fear and the frustration, the confusion right now is driven you to utter anxiety But Jesus says, I'll give you peace that passes understanding. I'll give you a joy that's unspeakable, even in the midst of the challenges. He may not pull you out of the challenge, but he'll meet you in the middle of it. And if you want to begin following Jesus, it's simply this. You begin to believe that he died on the cross for your sins, that he rose up from the dead to give you new life. And how do you begin that relationship? It begins with a simple prayer, a simple confession. Lord, I need you. So if that's you today, would you just simply say this? Lord, I need you. I'm a sinner in need of a Savior, and I believe that Jesus, you are that Savior. I believe you died on the cross for my sins, my faults, my failures, all my past. But in believing in you, you washed it all away. You rose up from the dead, the new life, and you give me new life today. So Father, we thank you. God, we thank you that you meet us right where we are. God, even in the midst of all the challenges, Lord, you have great purpose in the midst of all of our pain. We thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Everybody said, amen, amen. Come on, let's celebrate some life changes happening on the other side. Come on. Amen. 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 Hey, listen, I want to give you just a couple of quick next steps, and then we're going to worship God today. If you haven't yet already, fill out that connection card. Let us know how you're doing. In case you haven't gotten the message, we really want to know. We love you. We're here for you. We're praying for you. Let us know. How can we pray for you? Do you have needs? Because if you do, you better let us know. We don't want to show up here in a little while. We all finally get to get back together, and you're like, no, I was kind of hurting, but I didn't tell anybody. Tell us. We want to know. Let us know. Fill out the connection card. However you're doing, let us know the next steps you're taking. We can even connect you to a virtual group. We have groups that are starting to meet virtually online. We want to help you connect. You're not going to live in isolation while we're all kind of separated here, okay? Now listen, we're saying that if you need help, let us know. Some of you, in fact, so many of you are just continuing to be faithful in your tithes and offerings. And can I just say thank you? In fact, would you guys help me thank so many who are just being so faithful? Come on. I mean it. So many of you are. Even those of you that like to give in the service, you've hopped online or you're sending it in via check, which allows us to not only continue on with the existing mission of Echo Church, but add in all these other things that are going on. And so I just want to say thank you. Hey, we're going to close out with a little bit of worship today. When we close up, I want to encourage you, hop on the app, jump in and start worshiping with your kids as well. Dive into their curriculum. It's going to be a lot of fun ways for us to see God move in special ways, even as we're trying to kind of figure out some new realities right now. Would you pray with me? Father, we thank you. Lord, even now, as those, wherever they may be, are giving, God, we just ask you to bless that gift. God, the hope that's in them, that they're giving back to you, the faithfulness that's in them, God, may it spread to somebody else. May the peace and the joy that's inside of them, God, may somebody else experience it. God, we thank you, Lord, how you're using Echo in these troubling days. You are a faithful God. You are a good Father. You're a powerful Savior. You're our refuge and our hope. We lean into you and we worship you now. Come on, church, let's sing it out. Lift our voices and worship him together.
There's power in the mighty name of Jesus.
Come on.
Every morning wages he will win. No, I'm not backing down from any giant. I know how this story ends.
Come on, sing it out.
I know how this story ends. I'm gonna see your victory. I'm gonna see your victory.
Thank you so much for worshiping with us today. We will talk to you soon.